Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Welcome to the TexasLending.com Mortgage Jungle. Another weekend of blissful mortgage talk, where you get to listen to all the favorite things you want to think about during your week. It all culminates here on Saturday with you getting a cash out refinance, a home purchase loan, or maybe a refinance. It's the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. I'm Kevin Miller here, and we have a special guest joining us today. Back in the saddle, it is the illustrious, beautiful, and talented Inappropriate Uncle Bubba. Hey, Inappropriate Uncle Bubba, how's it going?
Man, it's going great.
Which sounds like you swallowed a frog.
Yeah, well, I'm not used to getting up this early on Saturday mornings anymore.
Yeah, well, we got him back, and he's here, and we're going to be talking about your home loan today. Make sure you get here early and often with a nice text to 214-354-5989. That's how you get in touch with us if you want to talk about getting yourself in a home loan this year. Things are changing. It may not feel like it. It may feel like they're all staying the same. Things are always changing. It's funny. Over the years, we always say, oh, times couldn't be any crazier than they are right now. And if you keep on doing that every year, that means things are pretty crazy. But things are changing in the mortgage world. They're getting ready to change. Mortgage rates continue to stay elevated. We see rates around 7%, give or take, 1%, depending on what kind of loan you're trying to get yourself into on a first lien. If you're trying to get that conventional loan or FHA or VA loan, you're probably looking at, most of you, rates between 6.5% and 7.5% if you're trying to buy a house. And that comes with appropriate APRs and closing costs and everything and credit scores that go with that. There's a lot of things that go with it. So that's just giving you an idea around where rates are. There are higher rates. If you're trying to get cash out of your house, you might be paying 8% on an interest rate. If you're trying to get a HELOC, a home equity line of credit, you're probably looking at rates of between 10 and 12%. But the thing that's changing is we're finding there's things that are running into a wall in the economy. There's things that are starting to run into a wall. And when things eventually run into that wall, you might see some changes in rates. In the meantime, we continue to see elevated inflation. We continue to see food prices that are scaring us when we go out to eat. It's almost like you need to... I go out with my son, and it's no less than $50 just if you have something to eat and you get a soda or something. It is crazy, the cost of food out there. But anyway, that's translating into your mortgage rates. And so what we want to do is help you, guide you to the lowest rate we can, the lowest mortgage payment that we can get you into with a company you can trust right here in DFW. If you're new to the area, you've been on the show here for probably a good nearly 12 years or so here on The Fan. It seems like time has flown. And we've been around doing TexasHoney.com since 1998. It's been here in Dallas-Fort Worth. Yes, TexasHoney.com was doing business in 1998. So we're here to share with you how to get yourself into that home loan. And we want you to text us. The number is 214-354-5989. 214-354-5989. If you're trying to get a home purchase, here's the info you got to send us. Send us your current income, your current credit score, and your expected down payment. We'll give you an idea about what kind of home you might be able to afford, what kind of price range. We'll give you an idea of what loan you might be looking at, which is going to be better, an FHA, VA, conventional loan. We'll guide you down the right path. This is a philosophy show. It's not a mortgage application show. It's just giving you the good philosophy going forward and thinking about getting your home loan done. If you're trying to get cash out, the following information is needed. What's the value of your home? What is the current balance on your mortgage? Send us that information. What's your current balance and what's your home value? And then what's your current credit score? What's your current interest rate? We'll give you an idea about how much cash you can get out of your home, get you going down the right path there. Now, inappropriate Uncle Bubba, you are known as the cash out king in Texas. You've done more cash outs than pretty much anybody. You've been doing them for over 20 years. 22 years now?
22 years, yes,
22
sir.
Years. Tell us about what you've been seeing recently and just in terms of a lot of people. We were talking on the way down to the show today, and you were saying that people, they have a 3% rate on their home, and they want to get a couple hundred thousand in cash out of their house, but since they already have a cash out refinance in their house, they can't go get a HELOC on top of a cash out loan.
Correct.
So tell us about why is that happening?
Well, it's a law in Texas. Back when they came out in 1998 with the home equity laws, there was a strict, if you go to look at the 12-day concerning extensions of credit, basically spells out all the little things that happen with a cash out. But number one is if you do a cash out loan, if you have a home equity loan on your house, then you have to do the same loan that you did before, unless you go back and refinance it back into a rate and term.
Yeah, so when they came out with the cash out refinance in Texas, Texas was the only state that did not allow home equity loans. In 1997, in November, there was an election. They voted to allow home equity loans in Texas. But they said under the stipulation, well, when they did it, they made it part of the Constitution of Texas. It's not just some random mortgage law. It's part of the Constitution. It is ingrained into the Constitution of Texas, saying if you're going to get cash out of your home, you can. If you're going to get cash out of your home once and you go to refinance, when you go to refinance, it's also considered a cash out refinance. Now, they updated that probably about 7 or 8 years ago. I can't remember when it was. It might have been 10 years ago. It was a while back. They updated that and said, well, if you did get cash out before, you can refinance it into a regular loan. And if you're going to try to go get cash out of your home now and you got a 3% rate on a cash out refinance during COVID, then if you're trying to get more money out, it's got to be a first lien refinance because you don't want to go refinancing that first lien 3% into a 7%. And then go get cash out on top of that. So anyway, it is what it is. A lot of people getting cash outs. We do a lot of home equity loans here. And then on your home purchase, text us your questions if you're trying to get into that first-time home buyer program. We'll be happy to answer them here, 214-354-5989, 214-354-5989. And let's get to some questions here that we have. Okay, this is a person that they're a single home buyer. And they have an income of $85,000. So that's about $7,000 a month. Let's just do around about $7,000. And then their down payment is about $8,000. and they have a credit score of 675. They want to know if they can buy. And the interesting thing is this person's income recently checked, because they've texted us twice. And they've updated it and said, now I have $95,000 of income and a $300,000 house is what we want to buy. So just figure they have $8,000 a month. So what is one-third of, you had to look at one-third of $8,000 a month. And you're looking at about $2,700 a month. Of what you can afford on a house. That's going to be one-third of $8,000 a month, $2,700. So what home value could someone buy to get a $2,700 a month payment?
Not including taxes and insurance?
We're looking at the principal payment. We're looking at the interest, the taxes, and the homeowner's insurance. And so, yeah, I'll ask if it's in that $2,700. I'm going to say it's going to be right around $300,000. It's going to be right in there. In a $300,000 loan, you're probably going to get about a $270,000 payment. But here's the deal. They have $8,000 down payment. And so when we look at the best options for you to get into a home, if you're not getting down payment assistance from somewhere, and we have down payment assistance programs, you can talk to one of our loan officers about the many options that you have. And so if you're looking at that, now the one thing that this person is a 675 score. So with a 675 score, and now... you know, or less, you're probably looking at FHA as your best option.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Now, not only that, but FHA has better rates. So you're looking at rates in the sixes on a lot of FHA loans. And so, potentially. And we have to look at your whole situation and see what your score is.
Cheaper mortgage insurance, too.
If it's a 675 score, you're probably looking at rates in the mid to upper sixes. If you're looking at a lower score, then your rate's going to be higher. And rates are moving. And there's different APRs associated with all these rates, depending on how much closing costs, how many points you're going to pay. There's a lot of things that are involved there. Just know if you're going to get an FHA loan with a 675 score, you're probably looking at, in most cases, six and a half to 7.25, depending on how you set up your closing cost and things. In most cases, right? Based on where we are right now. And that can change. But minimum out of pocket on an FHA loan is 3.5%. 3.5% of whatever the sales price is. So if you're looking at a $300,000 loan, then 3.5% is around 10 grand. So you're going to need around 10 grand for your down payment or your out of pocket minimum. And why do they say out of pocket for FHA? Because your 3.5% out of pocket can come in many different forms and ways to put it together. But you also have, you can get gift funds for your out of pocket.
Yeah.
You can get gift funds from a relative. Maybe it's a brother. Maybe it's a parent, a grandparent. They're involved in that gift fund opportunity that you have for an FHA loan. Make sure you get in touch with us at texaslending.com. Go online and apply today or text us up here with your question. We want to answer your question here on the show. Okay. Next question. Oh, wow. This is the question. How much house can I afford? Well, that, you know what? That, I tell you what.
Is it the same person?
No, this is a new question. This was the question. How much house can I afford? And here's the
deal.
That's
like going to McDonald's and say, give me something to eat.
Give me something. How much is your meat? So when we do your home loan, we get you a 0% interest rate. If you put 100% down, we have a 0% interest rate for you. It's the new 0-0 loan. Zero interest. You owe zero on your house because you put 100% down. All right. Text us 214-354-5989, 214-354-5989. Let's talk about rates a little bit. What's going on? We're just seeing bouncing around right now. We saw the rates come down a little bit in the middle of the week. They came back up yesterday. They came down, you know, when I say came down, I mean, it's, you're not going to notice it much. You're talking about if we just, and this is just making up a rate. If the average rate was 7, you might've saw rates drop by 1/8% this week. And then they went back up by about, or they may drop it 1/4 and they went back up 1/8. So, you know, things are just doing this weekly. They're not really moving that much. As long as inflation is elevated, investors, you, your 401k, you all want to have a nice return. You don't want to be going and investing in something at a 2% or 3% return when inflation is higher than that. And until such a time comes that people feel it's a better idea to take a 2 or 3 or 4 or 5% return rather than have your money in the stock market, then we're going to see rates stay elevated for a little bit. And with all the geopolitical things going on, there are no sureties these days. There is no safety. We don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. It seems like watching TV, no matter what you're watching, if you're watching the news, Bubba, it seems like it's a sitcom. It seems like it's a neurotic sitcom where it's made to be designed to have us tune in next week to watch the next crazy thing that's going to go on. It seems that way.
Like the Scottie Scheffler thing?
So you just got to, Scottie Scheffler, yeah, we are here in the fans. So obviously the Scottie Scheffler thing, the craziness that's going on there. But
he only lives about 2 miles from here. So
make sure you text us 214-354-5989. If you're trying to buy a home, trying to get cash out, refinance, get us your question in today. Let's get to the next question here. And then we will take a break right after that. Okay. This person, Bubba, they have a VA loan. Wow. They got a real low rate. They're at 2.25% on a VA loan and they owe $347K. And there's a lot of you who have this situation. Your home values have gone up. Your taxes have gone up. This home value is $580K, and they owe $347. And they have a credit score around 700, and they're thinking getting a HELOC around $50K. What would the rate be? What kind of terms and lengths are they looking at a HELOC? Well, with a $50,000 HELOC, they get a little bit more challenging. Why do they get challenging? Not every investor in the secondary market will do a $50,000 HELOC. Sometimes they want them a little larger than that, but they can be done. And so when you start getting under 70,000 or so, then you start getting limited investors buying these loans. And why do I say investors? Because there's not just one end game to all these loans. There's pools of money. You can call them hedge funds. You can call them hard money. You can call them an investor, let's call it some private equity firm. They raise money. They say, we're going to go out and raise money. We're going to do $1 billion of home equity loans. And here's the rate you're going to get on it. And they go raise that money and they create a program and some underwriting guidelines and they take it to the market. And then mortgage lenders, they say, here, we'll send it over to you guys and we'll see what you guys do. So there's different investors that do these loans and they have different guidelines. For your situation at 50K, you're probably looking at rates from 10 to 12%. You have a nice credit score of around 700 or so. Bubba, anything that they should be thinking about when they're thinking about that HELOC?
No, not. I mean, you know, it's pretty much cut and dried, you know, with what they're saying, the scores and everything.
Yeah. So anyway, make sure you get in touch with us, 214-354-5989 for that $50,000 HELOC. The reason they want to get a HELOC, a line of credit. Now, I'm going to tell you this. It doesn't have to be a HELOC. A second lien can come in the form of a lump sum, fixed rate cash out. And sometimes those can be better in that you have a fixed rate. You know what it's going to be. You know what the payment's going to be. It's not going to move on you. And so there's a second lien home equity line of credit, and there's a second lien home equity fixed loan. And so you can take a look at both. We have both options. And that's one of the great things about TexasLending.com is not everyone does these loans in Texas. And the fact that we have a first lien cash out refinance or a first lien home equity loan, you can also do, if you don't owe anything on your house, you can do a first lien home equity line of credit, or you can do a second lien line of credit and such. So there are options for you. Make sure you text us your questions. We're taking a break now. We see them coming in. So get lined up at 214-354-5989. When we come back, we'll answer more of your questions here on the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show on 105.3 The Fan. Back in the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. I'm Kevin Miller. I'm here with Inappropriate Uncle Bubba. You've all had one before. You know which uncle I'm talking about. That's who's doing the show with me today. Anyway, we're talking about your home loan, and we want you to text us at 214-354-5989. 214-354-5989. I pulled Uncle Bubba out of his bed this morning and got him here. We're watching the TVs here in the studio, and they're showing Scottie Scheffler talking about his scenario yesterday, and it got me to thinking, and we are just saying, there's a lot of important people coming into these golf tournaments. You're right at the parking lot of driving into the parking lot for the PGA Championship. You're the number one golfer in the world. And it's very clear there's a lot of chaos going on with the tragedy that went on with that family yesterday. And there's a lot of VIP people that feel they're important in golf.
Right.
And they want to get into this thing. And so you got a lot of police officers who don't have, they're busy, right? And their time is busy. They don't know all the golfers in the world. Not everyone's a golfer, right?
Sure.
But I can guarantee you this, Bubba.
Yeah.
If he was the CEO of Dunkin' Donuts, they probably know who this. They just go right through, sir. I apologize. You know, we apologize for pulling you over.
I'll take a dozen.
Yeah. But you're a golfer? No bueno. So anyway. It is what it is. We have 214-354-5989, 214-354-5989. That's your text line to get in touch with us here about your mortgage. Okay.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Okay, let's get to it. All right. This person says they have an 800 credit score, pretty good credit score, and they have a 250. That gets me to thinking. I we'll talk more in a little bit. 800 credit score, 250K income. So figure $20,000 a month, everyone at home. Just we try to do round numbers here so our heads don't blow up here in the morning on Saturday morning. Try to do round math. So they make about 20 grand a month. They have 130 to 150K down. Their current mortgage is around 2K a month. That's a nice little payment.
Mm-hmm.
If you can keep that nice little 2K payment with your income, you have a nice, happy life. What could we buy that could be around 3K a month? And so they want to, I guess the question is, how much mortgage could they get for a 3K a month payment? And so you can just go put a pool in right now and that'll move up real quick. No, but one of the things is they want to put 150 to 200K down. So I would say you can get a $350,000 house for a $3,000 a month payment. But if you're going to put $150K down, that's going to make it so you can afford a little bit more. What do you think, Bubba?
Man, the first thing I think of is if you're talking about getting a $300-something thousand dollar house compared to the $2,000 payment that you have right now, there's probably not going to be that much difference in the house and the price that you're going to pay for a mortgage. You know?
But if they get a $400,000, I would say it's probably going to be somewhere around, because you have elevated taxes on this property.
Yes.
Even though you're putting the money down, the taxes you're paying are based on the value of the house.
Right.
And so in some instances, you're going to have lower interest. You're going to have lower interest payments because you're going to have a lower loan amount, but your tax amount's going to be taxed. If you got a $500,000 house, you put $150,000 down, of course, your interest is being paid on $350K, but your taxes are being paid on $500K. So you're probably looking at somewhere around, I'm just doing the head math here. We don't pull out calculators here too much this time of day. So we're talking about $425. I would say about $425 is probably where you're going to find your
sweet spot
for the home value, where maybe 450 somewhere. Mm-hmm. That's where you're going to find 425 to 450 to find a payment somewhere around 3K a month. And here's the other thing I suggest is, I don't, unless you have a lot of extra money sitting around, a lot of people put all of their available equity or their cash equity into their house. And we suggest that get the minimal down that you have to, leave the cash in your bank or with your financial planner, making a nice return, compounding that return. If you had, let's say, an extra $100K and you gave it to a financial planner, and that can compound yearly in interest versus putting it into a house, that's not compounding. It's just lowering your payment, the same low payment every month. And so get yourself a good payment that you feel comfortable with. Get the rest to financial planner. Here's the other thing. You never know when you're going to need that money for a rainy day or a family member or something crazy that's going on. Things cost a lot of money out there. And it seems like everything and everyone you talk to is thousands of dollars. If you try to do anything on your house, like, hey, I want to put a new light bulb in. Can you put a new light? That's $6,000. Oh, okay. I'll just do it myself. Okay. So anyway, things are expensive. And, oh, they already have the pool. They want to move out to Weatherford. There might be some opportunities out on the west side of Weatherford out there. The closer you get to Fort Worth, then obviously you're going to find some elevated things. But, yeah, I like that area out there. I just always feel really nice and comfortable out there in that Weatherford area. It just seems like you feel like open air is right by you. And it seems like, you know, you can drive west to Possum Kingdom if you want to go on a little excursion there, and there's just a lot of nice areas out there, and I like that part of town. So good luck. They had texted me back and said they were looking at that kind of thing, but you're probably looking, if you with that kind of down payment, somewhere around 425 to 450. And you know, ideally a person who's not going to be putting that kind of money down would probably be looking at a mortgage of 325 to 350, but they're putting this big down payment down, so that's going to balance that a little bit. This person, next question, Bubba. If you have a question, text us now, 214-354-5989. Remember, today, all day, till several hours in the afternoon, we have a loan officer standing by. And actually, they're probably sitting. And then and hopefully they're watching some happy sports. And the thing is, while they're waiting for your phone call, but the thing is they can take your phone call now. We have a live receptionist for you. And that number is 972-387-4600. Just go to our website, texaslending.com. Great day to do it. And so you get a nice little sit-down conversation on a Saturday, and by Monday your loan is in processing. That's nice because you can get into your week and you don't have to be running around getting the paperwork. You can do it this weekend when you have a little bit of time. And do it this morning before it gets nice and warm and you want to get outside. Okay, next question, Bubba. Can I get cash out refinance later? Can I cash out refinance later down the road if I purchase a home subject to? So what they mean subject to, here's what they want to do. So here's what they're talking about. Subject to is an appraisal term. It is they appraise the home subject to repairs. So let's say your home's worth $300,000 and you're going to put some repairs on it and it's worth $400,000. Once the repairs are done. So it's called subject to. And they want to buy the home and they want to get a cash out later down the road. Yeah, how long do they have to wait, Bubba, before they can get a cash out on a home after they've done their repairs?
It's 6 months if it's your own property.
So it's not as, like it's an investment property.
12 months.
So if you want to be buying investment properties, fixing them up and getting cash out, the cash out king, inappropriate Uncle Bubba, says it's 12 months. Mm-hmm. If you're going to buy a home, do the improvements, 6 months later, you can use the new appraised value.
If it's your homestead.
Now, if you try to do it in the first 6 months, they're going to use the purchase price. So if let's say you buy it for $300,000, during that 6 months, you put $100,000 of improvements into, or $50,000, and you try to get cash out, they're going to use the $300,000. They're not going to use the improved value until 6 months later. So hopefully for all of us laymen out there, we understand that we got to wait that amount of time. They came back and they said, no, I purchased the home subject to the existing loan. I bought the house with an existing loan. I did not assume the loan. Am I ever able to cash out? Okay. It sounds like what they did is they bought a home on a contract for deed.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
And a contract for deed is they sign a contract. Another person has the mortgage. They've signed a contract for deed. I do have to tell you this. In the state of Texas, that's illegal. You cannot do contract for deed on a home in Texas. You can't do a contract for deed on a more. I'm not an attorney. But back in about 2003 or 2004, they passed a law in Texas, specific to Texas, that said that, because what was happening is people were doing these contract for deeds.
Wraparounds.
And what would happen is someone would own the house. You'd come in and say, hey, I will pay that mortgage for you if later on, once it's paid off, you'll give me the house. And so you sign some paperwork called a contract for deed. The contract is you're going to give them the deed once they pay it off. What was happening is people were coming in paying thousands of dollars a month in this contract for deed. The person they were paying wasn't paying the mortgage. And so all of a sudden someone came up to foreclose on the house and you've been paying the entire time. So people complained. They passed a law. They rightly complained. They passed a law that said if you're going to do any contract over 90 days, any contract for over, and I believe this is what it is, and I apologize. I haven't read this law in 20 years, but I remember when it came out, and we've talked about it only maybe three times over the 20 years on the radio shows. The thing is if it's over a 90-day contract, the home must be paid off. The person you're paying the money to cannot have a mortgage on the house and have you be doing a contract on it. Now, that doesn't make, so you could be renting it. You could be renting the house. You just rent. But you can't have a contract to say, oh, I'm going to own this property once I pay off this contract, unless it's paid off. Now, you talk to an attorney about it. Talk to a title attorney about it. Find somebody out there. So you want to do cash out on a contract for deed. And in Texas, I'd like to be able to do that for you, but I'd be doing cash out on an illegal contract that you currently have. Now, we could possibly take a look at this for you and say, hey, you owe, the home is worth $400, your contract's worth $200. Can we get cash out and pay off the contract? You might be able to do that. You might be able to pay that off. And I don't think that the person who set this up is trying to do bad things to you. I just don't think everyone knows the current laws in Texas because that's just the way they set it up.
And then I've actually seen title companies work around that.
Yeah. So anyway, we'll try to get, they sent me some more text back and we got to take a break right now. I'll read their extra text during the break and try to figure out what was going on there. And so I just think people, this was done for many, many decades in Texas, these contract for deeds, and most people are on the up and up. So we'll try to get through this for you. And in the meantime, text us your questions at 214-354-5989, 214-354-5989. When we come back, we'll answer more of your questions here on the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show on 105.3 The Fan. All right, we're back in the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. Kevin Miller here with Inappropriate Uncle Bubba. Talking about your home loan. And you can text us your questions, and we're happy to answer them for you at 214-354-5989, 214-354-5989. I was saying earlier I want to talk about something later, and that is that about 2 years ago, the Biden administration came out, and they came out with this thing where they were going to charge people with good credit higher interest rates so they could subsidize people with bad credit. And basically what they said is, oh, we're going to have a surcharge on people with 850 scores. So the people with 600 scores can afford homes. We want to get more people who have less. I thought it was people with less income. Apparently, they want to do it to people with less, with lower credit. So basically, what they were doing is they're saying, they were trying to basically say, if you have, instead of getting a 7% rate, if you had an 850 score, we're going to give you 7.25. Instead of that person who had bad credit getting 7.5, we're going to get them 7.25. And so you're subsidizing people's credit, basically taking, if you had, based it on income, you'd be taxing people who make more money, so you, people with less income won't get taxed as much. And they're basically saying, if you have good credit, we're going to basically take your good credit and give to people with bad credit, which is a messed up idea. And so I was looking at these people with 800 credit scores, and I said, if the federal government can do it, then why can't you sell some of your credit online? Like, hey, I'm going to sell 30 points. I have an 850 credit score. I'm going to sell 30 points of my credit to somebody else. Just anyway, that's what they were trying to do that in the mortgage industry. Enough people raised their voices that they stopped that plan. They said, this makes no sense whatsoever. And so anyway, that was something that came to my mind with, you have great credit out there. Maybe you can
rent it.
Sell it on eBay, you know?
Rent your credit out.
Okay. Here's a question for you, Bubba. Okay. It says they have a 600 credit score. Mm-hmm. Okay. So that already tells us some of your options out there. And then they make $9,500 a month. And they're a first-time home buyer. What are they looking at? It says, what are they looking at? Okay. Well, with a 600 score, I have a question. Is your 600 score on its way to 500, or is it on its way to 700? Is your score improving right now, or do you just get behind in all your car payments and everything else?
Or can we improve it?
Or can we take a look at your credit and say, well, it's because you've maxed out all your credit cards, and if you just lower some of your balances, your scores will go up. Some people have paid all their credit on time and they have a low credit score. They just maxed out all their credit cards. And when we look at credit, what we're looking at is, what is your chance of defaulting on that credit in the next 90 days? What are the chances of someone who's maxed out all their credit cards? Do you have a higher chance of defaulting on your credit in 90 days versus somebody who's paid off all that? They have the same amount of credit, but they haven't used all the credit. What are their chances of defaulting? So you can have great credit paid at all time, but you've maxed everything out. You're at a higher risk. And so credit score is a risk score of default. So a 600 credit score, that's the questions we have. Can we help you, guide you to say, you know, if you just pay down some of these balances, your scores may go up.
Right.
And so when 600 credit score, if we just take it at face value, you might be looking at an FHA loan. Or maybe a USDA loan. If you're out in the country, I don't think a $9,500 income, depending on where you're looking, is going to qualify for USDA, because there are income limits on USDA loans. But a 600 credit score, you're looking at, your options are primarily, if you're a veteran, possibly VA. You're looking at possibly FHA. And Bubba, they have non-QM loans, non-qualified mortgages that don't qualify for government insurance.
Right.
They don't qualify for private mortgage insurance.
But they have higher down payments.
And so, yeah, they have higher down payments and they have higher rates than non-qualified mortgages do. But at a 600 score, you're probably looking at, your best rate options are probably FHA.
In the sevens.
And you can probably look at something pretty decent there for yourself. And it just depends on how all that credit's coming together. So what we need to look at is, where is your credit? What's their actual profile? And not just the snapshot. The snapshot is the score. The profile is the overall components of your credit, in which direction is it going. If it's on the improvement, it's on the mend, in a lot of cases, you can spend a couple more months and your scores might be a little bit higher. And I can tell you, if your score is 640 versus 600, you can see significant improvements in your interest rate, depending on what kind of loan you're trying to get yourself into. So take some time, talk to one of our loan officers. They'll take a look at it and give you mortgage guidance. And they have to look at your credit and take a look at it and see what we can do with it to get you a new mortgage. Okay. All right. This one has a lot of explanation to it. So we'll try to get through it. I have a house. This is always a good start when you're texting the TexasLending.com mortgage show. I have a house.
Okay.
Their value is $225,000.
Okay.
They have 10% down. They put 10% down. They have a loan of $215,000. and they owe $204,000. And now it's worth $300,000, Bubba.
Mm-hmm.
And their rate is at 4.5%. And so we have about $60,000 in debt, and their credit score is 630. Is it smart to get a HELOC to pay off the debt? Well, you're not paying off the debt. You still have the debt. Just you're moving the debt to a lower interest rate. So I want to make that clear. When you're paying off credit cards, you're basically refinancing the credit cards using your home. And because a home has collateral, and credit cards in Texas typically don't have collateral, because it has collateral, the house, you can typically get lower rates associated with it. And so when you're going to get that refinance or get a cash out or a HELOC, you're going to get a lower rate on a HELOC than you otherwise would get in most credit cards. So that's a good option in some cases. But they have $60,000 in debt, Bubba, and their home is worth $300,000 and they owe around $200,000. They've probably got about $35,000 available potentially to reduce some of the credit cards. I don't know if the hard work to get that, not hard work, a $35,000 HELOC loan is probably going to be best served at a bank. A $35,000 loan is probably best served at a bank. You're still going to have a bunch of credit card debt of remaining if you refinance $35,000 of your debt. But if you get a HELOC, you can pay off some of that debt, pay it down, then pay off some more of your debt potentially. There might be some options there for you. Depends on what that appraisal value comes in at. Bubba, what do you have to say?
I think the challenge is going to be the credit score.
You have a 630 score.
Because you have loan value hits scores.
So you are in a... And they want to know how to lower their property taxes as well. And so, you know, the reason their property taxes are going up is the home values are going up. And so there were some rule changes in Texas recently and how that all occurs. You can go down to your appraisal district. If you can document your appraisal value is not really worth $300,000, you might be able to get a lower appraisal value. And I don't know all your options regarding how to lower your property taxes. You can probably go down and threaten the people at the appraisal district. Let us know how that goes. I'm assuming it won't work out. You might be visiting Scotty Scheffler, a magistrate. But you might that might not work. Don't do that. Don't do that. But anyway, let us know if that does work. All right, Bubba, we have to take another break.
Okay.
And then we have some more questions coming in, so keep them coming. In the meantime, listen, we have loan officers. They're ready to take your call, and they're ready to answer your questions throughout the day here. If you call our office at texaslending.com, go to our website. One of our great loan officers will be happy to work with you and take a look at your situation and see what the best options are for you. A company you can trust in your own backyard and a company that has some answers for you. So go online and check us out. And we will come back after these messages and answer more of your questions here on the texaslending.com Mortgage Show on 105.3 The Fan. We are back in the texaslending.com Mortgage Show. Inappropriate Uncle Bubba's back in the house today. How's it going, Bubba?
It's going good. Going good.
We just got back from Mexico.
Yep.
We were down there in Mayacoba where they played some PGA tournaments and they play the LIV Tour. And my son was in an invitational golf tournament. And so we got to go down there and get very hot. It was very hot.
Uh-huh.
But I think on a 0 to 10 scale, the UV was at 13 or something like this. And so anyway... Even my, anyway, it was pretty hot, but we are back and we are talking about your home loan and we want to answer your questions here. This person says, they're rebuilding their credit. And, so that person had texted back, the one that had a 600 score, it sounds like they're on the mend. Mm-hmm. Their scores are getting better, because I've seen over the years, a lot of people who realize they're about to lose their job. So they go buy a house now. Or they realize their credit's about to get bad and they try to get a house now. And I don't really suggest that's a great idea. I understand your sentiment and I understand the thoughts that, oh no, I'm not going to be able to get a house once my credit gets bad. But you don't want to add the pressure of having an additional obligation. If things are looking tough, then get reestablished and without the stress of having a home. Once you're reestablished and things are going good and you think you have a good handle on it, time to get yourself a mortgage. And so make sure you get in touch with us. And we will be happy to help. Okay, let's see. people want to know, like, what kind of minimum credit score they need to have to get a HELOC. And here's the thing is, you can get a HELOC with some lower credit scores. But if people say, well, you can borrow up to 80% of the value of your house when you get cash out of your house. So you can have loans on your house that equate to 80% of the value of your home. If you're going to get a first lien home equity loan or a second lien home equity loan, when we add up all the loans, they need to be under 80% of the value of the house. When you have lower credit scores, there's limitations on how much cash you can get out. You might be limited to 70% of the value of your home. You might be limited to 65% of the value of your home. So you can get cash out at 620 credit scores. But sometimes they can provide limitations on how much you can get out. Sometimes they put the industry, the market for mortgage loans, because there is a market where people invest in mortgage loans. Why do they invest in mortgage loans? Because there's collateral associated with it. And so they get a nice interest rate return and there's collateral associated with it. But when your credit scores get lower, the secondary market, the appetite for having these loans with lower credit scores, they want to have more equity in the house for them to feel comfortable. So you can imagine if you had a 620 credit score, well, what happens is sometimes they put in guidelines that kind of make it so it gets really hard to get those loans. They say, well, the secondary market says we're going to charge 3% up front or 4% up front. And when they charge 4% up front, it makes the interest rate untenable, or it makes the legality of getting the loan untenable, because we have legal requirements in Texas that limit the amount of charges that you can have on the front side. There's the front side, which are your closing costs, and there's the back side, which is your interest rate. Your interest rate's the back side of the mortgage. Your closing costs are the front side. And when there's more charges, they don't fit into the legal guidelines in the front side. So anyway, those charges coming from the secondary market hold true. They're coming from the secondary market. The lender has to charge you, but the lender can't charge you because of the Texas rules.
Something has to be strong in the file. Either the loan to value has to be strong,
or your bench press. If you're very strong, if you can bench press 225,
or if you have assets that you know. But usually, if you have a 620 credit score, you don't have very much assets because you've used them to pretty much take care of all your bills and stuff.
Yeah. Make sure you get in touch with us today at TexasLending.com. One of our loan officers will be happy to take your phone call.
Happy.
Make sure you go online and apply there. And when we say apply, get us your information. And the greatest thing is you can put your info in there and we start texting you saying, hey, when do you want to talk? We know you're busy. We know you're juggling, baby diapers and you got baby bottles and you got someone accidentally spilled something. When you're running around the house, you got your application in because you got to get something done. And then something takes over your day and you don't have a minute to spare. So we're texting you. You have time to despair, but no minute to spare. So make sure you text us or go online and get your information in. And we start saying, when's a good time to talk? When do the babies go down at night?
Well,
so we can talk because we can call you at 7. We can call you at 6:30 at night after dinner. We can do it at 8 in the morning whenever it is that's best for you. But you get your information in there so we can start the process of communication. And that's a great thing about technology these days is the communication. We're going to call you. We're going to say, call us back when you want. We're going to text you. And we can start doing things electronically. We can send you an application so you can start getting the information in there. You can fill out part of it now, part of it later. And we're just working together. And the whole thing is we're going to get you on a timeline that works for you. We can get loans done in a couple of weeks. We can get loans done if you're busy half your day and it takes a little bit of a time. Then we can do that. And so let's get it going at TexasLending.com. We don't have any more time, Bubba. We got 30 seconds left before we got to get out of here. What do you think?
I think it's going to be a beautiful, beautiful day. Yeah.
It looks like it. I don't see a cloud in the sky, so you can't. Yeah. When you drive your ball into the woods, you can't blame it on the clouds.
Yeah.
The clouds got in my eyes.
If you're going out to look for a house, give us a call and let's get that approved loan for you.
Go online to TexasLending.com. And for Inappropriate Uncle Bubba, I'm Kevin Miller. Make sure you tune in each and every weekend. We'll be back next week on the TexasSunny.com Mortgage Show right back here, 105.3 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.